Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am glad about it. I'm mighty happy about my journey, and I praise God for that on today. And I'm so glad that you have taken out your time to listen in on today to the broadcast, to see what the Lord and I have come up with to talk to you about today, how to encourage you on today. And what we have come up with today is what will you allow to separate you from the love of God? What will you allow? Thank you, Lord Jesus. For he has given us power, and God has given us authority. Thank you, Lord. So what will you allow to separate you from the love of God? Well, I praise God that I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. I have not always been there. I have not always practiced living God's word, but praise be to God. Praise be to God that I am now a practicing believer, practicing living the word of God. And I practice the God habit. What is the God habit? The word of God. I practice living God's word. That's how I practice my living, my life. And I praise God for it today. So I am here to encourage you on this afternoon as I encourage myself. You know, I can't encourage you except I be encouraged myself. And so I am encouraged on today to encourage you. Yes, I am, and I encourage myself as I encourage you. And so, as I said, we're going to talk about what will you allow to separate you from the love of God. What will it? What is it that you will allow, that you would let anything separate you from your health? Something to think about. You know, we let a lot of things in that move us, take us off of our God, take us out of the path. So what will you allow? What will you allow? What will you allow separate you from the love of God. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we will get into the topic talking about what will you allow to separate you from the love of God. Most gracious Father, on today, we should have thanked you, and God, we magnify you for this, another day, another Wednesday, another broadcast, God, that you have allowed us to be here with you. And we thank you and we magnify you for it right now. Now, Father, if we've done anything, if we've said anything, if we've acted in any way that displeased you with us, we ask your forgiveness as we forgive, O God. And we thank you for that right now. You're so great, God. And you're worthy of every one of our praises. And that's why we're here, God. We are here to praise and magnify your holy name. Thank you. Thank you. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? Thank you, God. Thank you for being in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, being our leader, being our director, God. We acknowledge you, Lord, in all of our ways and our doings, God. And we thank you for being a part of our lives today, God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your blood, God, that covers us, Lord, from day to day. As we go out and as we be out, God, thank you for your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your favor that's in our lives, oh God, that goes out before us every day, making the crooked ways straight. And then we thank you for your angels, oh God, that you have been kept around us to keep us, yes, you do, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Nobody can do us like you can, God. Nobody can keep us like you can, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now we ask that you would look on those saints everywhere and bless them, God. Go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, and touch their God. Go into the homes, Lord, of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that need your help, need your assistance today, God, in the name of Jesus, where abuse is going on, God. Go there in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would speak to sickness and disease. Speak to poverty, God, in the name of Jesus. For you redeemed us from the curse of the law, God. And we magnify you. You gave us power and you gave us authority, Lord, over those things, God, that we could speak to, declare, and decree, God, that they be plucked up. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and cast into the sea. So we got a right, Lord. We have a right to praise and magnify you for who you are. And we thank you for it right now. Now continue to bless us. Continue to open doors. Continue to make ways, God. Continue to cover us in your blood, your precious blood, God. And we thank you for it right now. To the listeners, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that need a touch, that need a lift, God. Thank you. Do it now. Right now, God. For you said that you are right now, God, for your glory and for your honor. That it be done, Lord. And we thank you. And we acknowledge you, Father, on this broadcast, that you are the one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our God. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. And amen and amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for the desire to pray. God. Thank him for the desire. We can't take it for granted. We can't take it for granted that it just is. But we magnify God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the desire. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that's in us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to magnify and glorify him on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank God for prayer. For prayer is always in order. Scripture says man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's no time for fainting, but it is time for prayer. And we should always pray. So we have prayer every morning from 7:15 to 7:30. That's Monday through Friday. And if you would like to join us, we welcome you to join us on the prayer line, 7:15 to 7:30. And you can call into that line at 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. And you are welcome, welcome, welcome to join us every morning, 7:15 to 7:30, Monday through Friday. Amen. And if you have a prayer request that you would like to for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website and you can send it to www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. And while you're out on my website, check out the books that the Lord and I have written. Praise God that the Lord and I, and we're working on number 4, and hopefully and prayerfully that it will be released in this month. Yes, yes, that's my prayer, that it'll be released this month. So check it out, check it out. And then if you need a want, a desire, a motivation, an encourager to come to where you are and encourage your audience, well, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, and we praise and we magnify God for all that he's doing. And it's a continuous, we need to continuous to praise God. If we can't get in the habit of praising God here, you think he's going to choose us for heaven? Because I understand that's all that's going to be going on is praising and magnifying God. So you want to work on it now. Start practicing now. Practice makes perfect. Yes, that perfect praise. That's what God wants, that perfect praise out of us, a pure and a perfect praise. So come on and let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what will you allow to separate you from the love of God? And today is Recover All Wednesday. So you can recover all. You can recover all by receiving Christ into your life, by living this life with Christ in it, everything, not leaving him out of anything, the smallest of things, and then the largest of things. If we practice with the little things, we'll include him in the big things. So we don't want to leave him out of anything. What will you allow to separate you from the love of God? Do you see anything coming between that love? Will you allow a man or a woman to separate you from God's love? Are you a Christian? Are you a believer? And are you allowing others to separate you from God's love? What they say, what they do, how they act? You know that's not the way that you were raised to act. You know that's not the way that God would have you act. But yet, you allow others, things, and other people to separate you from the love of God. We're talking from Romans, starting at the 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall going through separate you from God? Did not he come, Jesus, come to the earth and was that perfect example for us to follow? Did he not go through? And even in the garden, when he was going through, and he said, Daddy, if you would, let this cup pass from me. But what did God do? He sent the ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, to administer to him through those tribulations, through the distress, through the persecution. God sent the Holy Spirit, and it administered to Jesus, just like us having the Holy Spirit, our help. He lives on the inside of us. The Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord Jesus, he sent the Comforter to comfort us that when we go through our tribulations, go through our distresses, go through our persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, when we go through, he sent the Holy Ghost to comfort us. And so, after the Holy Spirit had administered to him, what did Jesus say? He said, not my will. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But thy will. Thy will, Daddy. What you will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're willing to go through. We're willing. We can do it with your help, with God in our lives, with him helping us, with the footprints in the sand. How many footprints did you see? Even though it was both of you, but only one set of prints. Because Jesus, he carries us. He knows what it means to go through. He knows how to go through. And he knows how to carry us through. He was that perfect example for us. As it is written, for thy sake. You hear that? For thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hold up your head. We are more than conquerors through him, through Jesus. We're more than conquerors. We are conquerors. We can do it. For am persuaded. How about you? Are you persuaded today that neither death, because living this life as a believer, he said to close our eyes on this side is to wake up with him, to wake up with Jesus. So, will life or death separate us? For I am persuaded, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus was our perfect example of what we can endure through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Will we allow worry? Will we allow anger? People getting on our nerves? People talking about us? The enemy setting up traps to entangle us, throw us off, pull us away from what God says. Let me encourage you as I encourage myself that we are more than a conqueror. We are strong in the Lord, and we can overcome anything with his help. With the Lord's help, we can do it. What will you allow to separate you from the love of God? People talking about you. Will you allow that to separate you? What will we allow? What would we allow? We stop going to church because of people, what they say, how they treat us. Thank you, but Jesus said, Daddy said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. Because when he comes, he will do the separating. So stay on your journey. Stay on your journey, loving the Lord and allowing him to lead, guide, and direct. Depend on the Holy Ghost. Depend on it. And let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. What will you allow? What will you allow? Anger. Will you allow anger? You're so angry with others that you will allow that to separate you from your help? Thank you, Lord. Man can only go so far. But God can go where others cannot go. What will you allow to separate you from the love of God? Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Will you allow that to separate you? God is love. And they that worship him. It takes faith. It's impossible to please God without it. What will you allow to separate you from the love of God? I am persuaded. Are you persuaded that we let nothing separate us from the love of God? Life is going to happen to us, whether we like it or not. Yoke up with God. He said, yoke up with God. Yoke up with him. He said, my burdens are light. My yoke is easy. and my burdens are light. Yoke up, yoke up. Have you ever seen the yokes that they put around two cows' necks so that they will go the same way? They yoked them, put them around their necks, and they yoked together. Yoke up with Jesus. Yoke up with Jesus. Yoke up with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, so we can go the same way. The leading of the Holy Spirit. So yoke up with God. He makes it easy. He makes life easy. Yes, it seems like it's rough. Can't take no more. And along comes Jesus and says, it's all right. And it just takes the weight out of it. Takes the weight. He takes the weight out of situations and make it possible for us to go through. Go through the gate. He makes it possible for us to go through the gate when we yoke up. When we yoke up with Daddy, it's easy. He makes it easy. Praise God. He makes life easier. Thank you, Lord. In his rest, in the rest of the Lord, he makes it easy. Go in there. Go on in there. Enter. Enter into the rest of the Lord. Yoke up with it. Yoke up with the Lord. And allow him to guide. Allow him to lead. In this dance, allow God to lead in this dance. The Greyhound bus driver says, ride and leave the driving to us. So we want to leave the driving to God. He knows the way. He's been there. He's been there. Thank you, Lord. And he knows the road ahead. We've never been there. We've never been there, but God has, and he knows the road ahead. So let's yoke up with him and allow him to direct us, and let us not allow anything to separate us from the love of God. What will you allow? Think about it in your life. What are you allowing? What are you allowing to separate you from the love of God, his peace, his joy? What are you allowing? Amen. And we pray. Our prayer today, thank you, Lord. You overcame that we might overcome. You conquered that we might be conquerors. You have persuaded us that nothing shall separate us from your love. In Jesus' name, amen. And we praise and we magnify God for that. What will you allow to separate you from the love of God? Anything, nothing. Don't let nothing. Keep that relationship strong. Be strong in the power of his might. Well, until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have